Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 15, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Implications of potential undiagnosed HFPEF on symptomatic response with coronary revascularization. Patients diagnosed with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF, experience poor quality of life and a substantial burden of coronary artery disease, CAD. Clinical evidence providing guidance for revascularization in this patient population is currently limited. This limitation stems, in part, from the diagnostic complexity of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction itself. Understanding the clinical implications of potential undiagnosed HFPEF on symptomatic response to coronary revascularization is critical for patient care. Article number 2. Prediabetes, subclinical myocardial injury or stress, and heart failure risk for adults with hypertension. The precise relationship between coexisting prediabetes, subclinical myocardial injury, or stress and incident heart failure, HF, risk in adults with hypertension remains to be fully elucidated. This clinical area represents an important challenge for risk stratification and early intervention. Analyzing data from the systolic blood pressure intervention trial, SPRINT, can provide valuable insights into these joint associations. Such research is crucial for enhancing preventative strategies and patient management. Article number 3. Agreement of ethnicity reporting among patients with cancer with acute coronary syndrome. A national multi-registry analysis. Significant ethnic inequalities are observed in the management of patients with cancer who also experience acute coronary syndrome, ACS. Given the underrepresentation of ethnic minority patients in conventional clinical trials, large national registries are frequently utilized for research in this population. A key challenge, however, is the variability and unclear quality of ethnicity coding within these large datasets. Improving the agreement of ethnicity reporting across national registries is fundamental for ensuring robust and equitable research outcomes. Article number 4. Relationship between circulatory stasis in the left atrial appendage detected by cardiac imputed tomography angiography with atrial fibrillation recurrence after initial catheter ablation. Circulatory stasis within the left atrial appendage, LAA, is a significant area of investigation regarding atrial fibrillation, AF recurrence following initial catheter ablation. Cardiac computed tomography angiography, CTA, offers a method for detecting this stasis. Understanding the relationship between left atrial appendage stasis and post-ablation atrial fibrillation recurrence is crucial for improving patient selection and procedural outcomes. This knowledge could refine strategies to prevent tachyarrhythmia after intervention. Article number 5. Plasma biomarkers associated with heart failure hospitalization among patients with atrial fibrillation and subtypes of heart failure. Atrial fibrillation and heart failure, HF, share a complex and bidirectional relationship, frequently leading to hospitalization. Multiplex screening of plasma proteins represents a powerful approach to identify biomarkers and underlying pathophysiological pathways associated with heart failure hospitalization in patients with atrial fibrillation. Furthermore, delineating distinct pathophysiological differences between heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, HFREF, and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF, in this patient cohort is essential. Such insights can lead to more targeted therapies and improved risk stratification. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.